Time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Sarah. She recently went to a big biker rally, and she was flashing people. And so they thought it'd be funny. I'll call as someone who was at the rally and was offended by her behavior. Sarah, this is from her friends.
This is Sarah. How can I help you?
This is Sarah who was at the rally?
Yes, it is.
A couple weeks back. My name is Robert, and I'm sorry to bother you at work. I'm glad I tracked you down, though. I had something I wanted to discuss with you.
Okay.
I was at the rally, and it's the first one I'd been to, and I had my son with me.
Uh-huh.
And he and I both witnessed some behavior that I kind of had a problem with.
Me?
Uh-huh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Well,
I don't know who you are.
Well, I know, and I don't know you either, but I've talked to some people, and I tracked you down. You were at the rally, and you were flashing people, lifting up your T-shirt.
Well, then you ought to call it on the other 2,000 chicks that were there doing it, okay?
And just because they did it, it's okay that you do it?
I can do whatever I damn well please, because I'm pretty white and over 21.
Absolutely, but I just don't appreciate it when there is a younger person that you do something like that.
Then don't bring him to biker rally.
Well,
I have my own friends. We do what we want to do, and if you don't like what we do, then I suggest you not bring your ass to no rally.
How old are you?
That's none of your business.
Is this any kind of way to behave at your age?
I can behave any way I please because I have other people that don't feel that way. So since I don't know you, your opinion matters not one bit to me.
Well, why don't we get to know each other?
I don't think so.
And, you know, certainly in a group, that's kind of lewd behavior, but privately, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Who is this and who put you up to this? Because I know exactly who I spoke to at the rally.
Take a little ride out to the country, and then you can show me what you got.
Who is this, and who gave you my work number?
We'll go out where
I know this isn't Bush.
Where there aren't any people.
And I know this ain't Pete.
And then you go, woo! Just give me a shot, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, if my brother put you up to this...
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
If my brother put you up to this, I'm going to kill him dead.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Dean and Raj?
Is this this birthday sh** on the radio station?
Birthday scam, yes.
Who turned me in?
Larry?
You all right?
You okay?
Yes.
Sounds like you pulled a muscle there.
No. I figured it had to have been the radio thing.
You know, we were... We could identify those and pick them out in a lineup if we had to.
That's right.
Oh, we could have, huh?
Chance to sit in our studio audience for our 20th anniversary show, which is coming up Friday morning here at our studios in the Galleria, in the fashionable Galleria. You'll be able to join us down here for a fully catered live event with live music, food from the Union Kitchen.
Music from the Slags, and then, of course, the show. You'll watch it all unfold. And then you end up getting tickets. That's how we bribe to get an audience. I think, you know, the big shows do that, too. They have to bribe people to come and sit in their audience.
I think so, yeah. It's standard practice in the industry.
You'll get tickets to see Tom Petty, which we'll give away here in a couple of minutes.
Going down through the archives, looking for the precious memories that we want to relive as we celebrate this anniversary. This was a good one. Let's go back. Back. So I think it was our first year here in town. We had the guys from Grand Funk Railroad on the show.
Mark Farner, the guitarist, Don Brewer, the drummer. And all we had was an acoustic guitar, like, hanging on the wall. So we gave that to Mark to play, and then Don took pencils and played on a lamp.
Basically stuff that was on the desk.
Whatever we could see around us. We said, now perform!
We forced them to play.
Wow.
And this is what they came up with.
Grand Funk Railroad.
It started anyways.
Mark and Don are here. How about We're an American Band? I'm picking...
Oh, man, you need electric guitar for...
Cowbell. There you go. Using a lamp.
Out on the road for 40 days. Last night
to tell you, poke is his thing. Booze and ladies, keep me right. As long as we can make it to the show tonight, we're an American band. We're an American band. We coming to your town, we'll help you party it down. We're an American band.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey!
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I know that's hard this early in the morning.
Are you kidding? What time is it?
Good. Oh, that is a fond memory. I just remember we had a boss that worked with us. It was a different company then that we worked for. And he said after that show, he said, you know, if you guys could do a show like this more often, you would be really popular.
Right. If we could just get rock acts from our format. Hey, joining us, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Come on in, guys, and play for us, and we'll just sit here and introduce you.
In his own backhanded way, you know, he's trying to compliment us, but you just can't do that all the time. They're just not available to come in.
Well, and mostly in our format, they're all too rich.
Yeah, they don't get up that early.
They're not coming in. Hello, Roger Daltrey, are you busy this? What? Click.
So, more memories as we build up to the anniversary show, which we would love for you to attend with us.
Hey, yeah, you can join us this Friday morning, plus Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Saturday night at the Woodlands. Caller 12, 713-343-1075.
But right now, we need to give away these Steve Winwood tickets. And the way we've decided to do that is by making you guess the mystery singer. Bring in the mystery singer now, please.
Take a woman like you.
Woman like you.
To get through to the man. He's
warbling his way through a Bob Dylan song.
Well, that's the way it was originally done.
I guess, yeah.
Only a little more.
Let's bring in our caller. This is Jackson. Jackson, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Good morning. Do you know who that is?
All right, my guess is it's got to be Jeff Bridges.
It is Jeff Bridges, the actor. Congratulations.
Do you know the connection of the song and why Bridges is...
That's probably Big Lebowski then.
Yeah, you're all over it. If you're a Big Lebowski fan, that song appears in the movie.
At what point does the song appear, sir?
Ooh.
Oh, I think he's like hallucinating in some kind of like dream state.
Yeah, remember that part where he's body floating? And is that the part where it comes in?
No, that's Kenny Rogers in the First Condition.
Oh, First Edition.
First Edition. Dropped
just in to see what my condition was in.
My First Edition was in. Condition. No, this is at a different point in the movie. I don't remember. It could have been a different...
Well, how are you going to know if he was correct if you don't know the answer
to
the question?
Well, he seemed to know a lot about the movie. You sound like a Lebowski head.
Oh, I mean, I just...
It's a classic. Where was he performing this, Dean?
This was on Conan the other night, I guess.
So he sits at a keyboard and plays.
He can sing. Remember, he won an Academy Award for that movie where he played a aging singer.
Country singer, yes.
Yeah, remember that?
Aging alcoholic country singer.
Right, he was good in that.
Right.
He's good in everything. He's an actor who is incapable of a bad performance, I think. Anything
else.
No,
he was especially, you know... He's done so many varied roles. Although now he's more, with the way he sounds and looks, he's basically just morphed into Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah.
Into almost every role at this point.
Hell or High Water was the recent one. Did you see that, Jackson? Hell or High Water?
I don't think I have.
Well, I want you to rent it.
Where he's a country singer. I think that's called Crazy Heart.
That is
correct. It is Crazy Heart, yeah.
But I want you to rent Hell or High Water tonight, okay?
All right, we'll do.
All right. All right.
Stay on. Keep up with Jeff Bridges, as we do. And in the meantime, you're going to see Steve Winwood. It has nothing to do with it, but he's coming in the fall to the Smart Financial Center. Hang on. We'll get your info. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Bowling a perfect game is hard enough, but some guy named Ben Catola took to a whole nother level by rolling 12 consecutive strikes on 10 different lanes in 90 seconds.
Wow.
He literally rolls a ball down the lane, runs over to the next lane, grabs the ball, and repeats it. That way he doesn't have to wait for the pins to get reset. He goes all the way through the bowling alley. At the end of the 10th lane, he throws a strike and runs all the way back to lanes 1 and 2 to finish the 12 balls. Here's the last three perfect balls.
Come on. Yeah. Yes!
One
Come
more.
On, dude. One time!
Yeah! Oh, criminy.
You know, I'm not sure why he ran all the way back to lane one when lanes 8 and 9 seemed like they would have been ready, right? But who am I to question? I couldn't get 12 gutter balls that fast. That's today's wild pitch.
Our special anniversary show Friday, we've been going back into the Wayback Machine, Raj. Back.
Where's the, there it is, the harp. That's...
back to some special memories that we've been reliving that we had basically forgotten. We found rummaging through the archives. One special guest on the show over the years has been Kinky Friedman.
A reoccurring guest, but it's always like when he's reinventing himself. Running for office, running for governor, just appearing here in town, which he does regularly.
At one time, though, he was known as a singer.
He was a writer. He was with the group out of, you know, Austin, mm-hmm. back with literally Jerry Jeff Walker, Willie, all those guys on that Austin City Limits scene.
And he was a huge deal. He would tour with Bob Dylan. He was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live in 1976. He would, you know, he would have albums, and Ringo and Eric Clapton and all these people would sing on his albums.
He's a funny guy.
One day he sang one of his classics for us here in the studio.
You uppity women, I don't understand why you gotta go and try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen, liberate the sink, get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
Yeah.
That's what I to my baby said. Woman's liberation is going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Now, Tony put this in Joni Mitchell open tuning here as well.
I know,
which
sure.
is fine. I kind of like it.
Does the Grange work for you?
Early every morning, you're out on the streets, passing out the pamphlets to everyone you meet. You gave up your maiden form for Lent. Now the front of your dress has an air scoop vent. Every single great man who's ever come along had a little woman always telling him he's wrong. Eve said to Adam, here's an apple, you hoss. And Delilah defoliated Samson's moss. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I to my baby said. Woman's liberation is a-going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Little Juford. Mean-minded harpies are breaking all the laws, tearing up the girdles and burning up their bras. Now the air is dirty and the sex is clean, and your coffee makes my hair turn green. So damn emancipated in your mind and your body, I'm gonna have to cancel all your lessons in karate. If you can't love a male chauvinist, you better cross me off of your shopping list. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I to my baby said. Woman's liberation is going to your head.
Wow.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. All right, Jupiter, take us home, baby. Two kazoos.
Wow.
Three kazoos.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
You thank know. You very much.
That was fun.
It was. And if you want to help celebrate with us our anniversary, 20 years in Houston, and that's our show Friday morning, you can join us. And then, of course, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers 40-year anniversary tour. Caller 12 right now, 713-343-1075.